czwartek, 4 lutego, a imieniny obchodzą Weronika i Mariusz. Krzysztof Repiński, witam i zapraszam na serwis lokalny. W najbliższą niedzielę w Pelplinie odbędzie się Dzień Dawcy Szpiku dla Natalii i innych. Natalia ma 22 lata. Jak każda młoda osoba ma marzenia i chce zdobyć wykształcenie. Niestety, od ponad 3 lat choruje na ostrą białaczkę szpikową. Jej jedyną szansą na wyleczenie jest przeszczep szpiku od dawcy niespokrewnionego. To właśnie ty możesz uratować życie Natalii i innym, zostając potencjalnym dawcą szpiku kostnego. Jak to zrobić? Wystarczy, że w niedzielę w godzinach od 10 do 17 przyjdziesz do Domu Pomocy Społecznej w Pelplinie, który mieści się przy ulicy Szpitalnej 2. Weź ze sobą dokument tożsamości z numerem PESEL. W Polsce co druga osoba chora na białaczkę nie znajduje odpowiedniego dawcy wśród osób niespokrewnionych. Jeśli przyłączysz się do walki z białaczką, jutro może okazać się, że to właśnie ty możesz uratować komuś życie. Centrum Kultury i Sztuki zaprasza na warsztaty DJ-skie. Zobacz, co kryje się za DJ-ską konsoletą. Zasyp prowadzącego DJ-a pytaniami. Warsztaty to 3-stopniowy projekt uczący podstaw DJ-ingu. Teoria utrwalona w praktyce na profesjonalnym sprzęcie pod okiem wykwalifikowanego instruktora. Spotkanie organizacyjne odbędzie się dziś o godzinie 20 w Centrum Kultury i Sztuki. Planowane terminy warsztatów.
This is episode 94 of Black Hole Recordings Radio. Thank you for tuning in and we once again pack the show with fantastic electronic dance music. The first cut for today is from System F, and keep your eyes peeled for System F, because a surprise is in the making. Here we go with System F Out of the Blue 2010 in the Tiësto remix.
We'll be right back. Reacting. Waste right in the oceans, or overfishing, or deforestation in the rainforest belts. Anything that actually could have evidence showing it's a big problem. Or genetic engineering. No. You'd be thrown out of your tea-drinking little coffee shop where you mess with your dreadlocks and talk about the new tattoos you're getting as a phony environmentalist activist. If you did that, you actually did something that mattered. So you'll do what the big banks and oil companies are behind. We have all the documents posted on prisonline.com right now.
Absolutely. Politically correct.
Se baila así, de aquí para allá,
se goza más,
allá para acá. baila mi ritmo, vas a encontrar. Se baila así, una bomba y la plena se goza más. Yo me pongo a vacilar, se baila así, y el ritmo de candela se goza más. Candela te va a quemar, se baila así, y que se puede, se goza más. No te quieras, tú te vas a gozar, se puede vacilar. Es que me sigue tropical, rico, y que se puede vacilar. Es que me sigue tropical, rico, y que se puede vacilar.
Oh, Turn radio off.
Please stay tuned.
It's the end of the world, news. The world.
Please stay tuned.
The world.
This is CITR 101.9 FM.
Flash came. They had been at this doorway when the bomb flashed. Paul and Patty would have ducked and covered this way, like this girl. Heavy doorways are a good place to duck and cover.
Bye.
você não vai entrar.
É minha vida, mulher.
Eu durmo de dia pra de noite dançar.
É minha vida, mulher.
Nesse coco você não vai entrar.
É minha vida, mulher.
É minha vida, mulher.
É minha vida, mulher.
Esse coco é de Pedro Filé.
É minha vida, mulher.
É minha vida, mulher.
É minha vida, mulher.
Esse coco é de Pedro Filé.
É minha vida, mulher.
Quando eu canto esse coco, começa a dançar.
É minha vida, mulher.
Mas parece que não vai acabar.
É minha vida, mulher.
Se você me engana e não quer casar.
É minha vida, mulher.
Vou deitar numa rede e me abalançar.
É minha vida, mulher.
By introducing a truly magical, wonderful, pretty amazing, better, bigger, far better, amazing, great, amazing, bigger, incredible, larger, best, great, far better, awesome, the best magical and revolutionary product today. And we call it the iPad. What this device does is extraordinary. Simple, phenomenal, simple, phenomenal. Phenomenal, unbelievably great. Way better than a laptop. Awesome, far better, gorgeous, so easily. Simple, great, excited, wonderful. Cool, great, simple, great, very nice, great, gorgeous, incredible, awesome, super high quality, super responsive, super precise, wonderful, terrific, incredible, great, remarkable, wonderful. So that gives you a little overview of what the iPad can do. It's a dream to type on. Scott?
The App Store has been a huge, amazing, great, tremendous, great, incredible, great, incredibly amazing success.
Thank you, Scott. Isn't it awesome? Great, nice, terrific, simple, great, terrific, great, exciting, magnificent. Bill?
Beautiful, amazing, remarkable, beautiful, gorgeous, great, easy, beautiful, easy, great, beautiful, really amazing, beautiful, amazing, beautiful, incredible. Thank you.
Ambitious, unbelievable, great, really nice, great, really nice, phenomenal. Now, we made a video, which we're going to put up on the web, but since we've got this really great, gorgeous, great projection system here, I thought you might like to see it on the big screen.
The iPad.
More dynamic, more modern, more suited to the 1980s.
We need to tackle this problem in a concerted way, tough on crime and tough on the causes of crime. Ask me my three main priorities for government, and I tell you, education, education, and education.
That if we had the courage to change, then we could do it, and we did it.
Yeah!
San Pablo, siempre cantando mi son. Cuando yo llego a San Pablo, siempre cantando mi son. Gritan todos mis paisanos.
Debate about why Collins is not considered more important than his effort. The government is held to blame. But actually, we haven't altered any of the lines of accountability between Parliament and the executive. What has changed is the way Parliament is reported or not reported. Tell me how many maiden speeches are listened to, how many excellent second reading speeches or committee speeches are covered.
Voy cantando pa' San Pablo, se lo repito otra vez. Voy cantando pa' San Pablo, se lo repito otra vez. Gritan todos mis paisanos, ahí está cantando Valdés. Gritan todos mis paisanos, ahí está cantando Valdés.
Baile mi cumbia, la zapatera. Baile mi cumbia, la zapatera. Pa' que amanezca.
Salvador Valdés, en la tumbadora, juega.
Propaganda. It was Bernays who in the 1920s invented public relations as a euphemism for propaganda. And it was Bernays deploying the ideas of his uncle, Sigmund Freud, who campaigned on behalf of the tobacco industry for women to take up smoking as an act of feminist liberation. He calling cigarettes tortures of freedom. At the same time, he was involved in the disinformation that was critical in overthrowing the Arbenz government in Guatemala. Achievement, the rise of Barack Obama and the silencing of much of the left. But all of this has a history, of course, and I'd like to go back, take you back some 40 years to a sultry and for me very memorable day in Vietnam. Is a very fine hypnotist, partly because it is indeed extraordinary to see an African American at the pinnacle of power in the land of slavery. However, this is the 21st century, and race, together with gender and even class, can be very seductive tools of propaganda. For what is so often overlooked and what matters, I believe, above all, is the class one serves. George Bush's inner circle, from the State Department to the Supreme Court, was perhaps the most multiracial in presidential history. It was PC par excellence. Think Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell. It was also the most reactionary. Obama's very presence in the White House appears to reaffirm the moral nation. He's a marketing dream. But like Calvin Klein or Benetton, he is a brand that promises something special, something exciting, almost risque, as if he might be radical, as if he might enact change. He makes people feel good. He's a postmodern man with no political baggage, and all that's fake. In his book, Dreams from My Father, Obama refers to the job he took after he graduated from Columbia in 1983. He describes his employer as, and I quote, a consulting house to multinational corporations, unquote. For some reason, he doesn't say who his employer was or what he did there. The employer was Business International Corporation, which has a long history of providing cover for the CIA with covert action and infiltrating unions and the left. I know this because it was especially active in my own country, Australia. Obama doesn't say what he did at Business International, and there may be absolutely nothing sinister, but it seems worthy of inquiry and debate as a clue to perhaps who the man is. During his brief period in the Senate, Obama voted to continue the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. He voted for the Patriot Act. He refused to support a bill for single-payer health care. He supported the death penalty. As a presidential candidate, he received more corporate backing than John McCain. He promised to close Guantanamo as a priority, but instead he's excused torture, reinstated military commissions, kept the Bush gulag intact, and opposed habeas corpus. Daniel Ellsberg, the great whistleblower, was right, I believe, when he said that under Bush a military coup had taken place in the United States, giving the Pentagon unprecedented powers. These powers have been reinforced by the presence of Robert Gates, a Bush family crony, and George W. Bush's powerful Secretary of Defense, and by all the Bush Pentagon officials and generals who have kept their jobs under Obama. In the middle of a recession, with millions of Americans losing their jobs and homes, Obama has increased the military budget. In Colombia, he is planning to spend $46 million on a new military base that will support a regime backed by death squads and further the tragic history of Washington's intervention in that region. In a pseudo event in Prague, Obama promised a world without nuclear weapons to a global audience mostly unaware that America is building new tactical nuclear weapons designed to blur the distinction between nuclear and conventional war. Like George Bush, he used the absurdity of Europe threatened by Iran to justify building a missile system aimed at Russia and China. In another pseudo event at the Annapolis Naval Academy, decked with flags and uniforms, Obama lied that America had gone to Iraq to bring freedom to that country. He announced that the troops were coming home. This was another deception. The head of the army, General George Casey, says with some authority that America will be in Iraq for up to a decade. Other generals say 15 years. Chris Hedges, a very fine author of Empire of Illusion, puts it very well. President Obama, he wrote, does one thing and brand Obama gets you to believe another. This is the essence of successful advertising. You buy or do what the advertiser wants because of how they make you feel. Unquote. And so you are kept in a perpetual state of childishness. He calls this junk politics.
Okay, kids, you're listening to the CITR people out here in the wonderful world of UBC. It is 10 to 8 in the morning. You're listening to the end of the world news. This has been the early sessions. And what this has been has been a mix out of Australia, but really from kind of Australia via France and South America. A Quantic mix from Quantic and Nickelodeon. I'll put the links up on the End of the World News on MySpace, Facebook, and all the other places you can find us via the website, where you can go get this mix, because it's absolutely wonderful. And thanks for the callers already. We don't officially start for another 10 minutes, but Mr. Pilger was helping me there with the agenda. Bada bim, bada boom, bada boo. Hit the wrong button there. Yes. This is nice though. Bada bum bum bum. This is. Got some coffee. It's all good. Be nice to everybody today. Don't talk on the phone if you're driving. And remember, the license plate readers will get you anyway. Oh, they're not here yet, but they will be. Are you ready to be tagged?
Another part of this console is a household monitor screen. Another part of this console is a household monitor screen.
Those are your words.
My words